I've got two things here which I suspect the young people will recognise. I wouldn't have recognised one of them, but we'll see. You can sit down. The first thing I want them to see if they can recognise is this. Can you recognize this? I love this thing. I've got that one as well. And let's also tell you this. I went with my friends who were here.
There you are. There you are, you see. That's the Holy Spirit.
I wondered if it would work. The point about this is that my friends and I have to go through Carnarvon on yesterday to be away. And I was told I mustn't be late and I must turn up at the church on time, but first I have to get to the hotel. But Mary Lou has lent me this. Now, isn't that marvelous? So, I thought you were here, I was going to get to the hotel. Yes, I wouldn't mind going there again,
as your guest. And it took me right to the door. The point I want to make is a very simple one. We have lots of gadgets in our world, lots of things that do some fantastic things. We can make some marvellous things, but we can't make a potato. And in the end, which would you rather have?
Fear. Never act with children. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, of course. Of course we would. Because it's a very, the thing about harvest, it's a very simple message. It's simply a message to say, thank you, God, for your creation. We can't do without that. That we can do without this. So just remember this, so that when I see you at the coffee office, we can manage without gadgets, we can't manage without God. That's the message. Got it? You remember it when I come into the coffee office. And thank you for that. And in my church in Liverpool, it was all a bit stuffy and formal and wonderful. But when we had a thing like this and they've done as well as that, we would give them a round of applause. Well done.